Jesus went up to the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming towards him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for all these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he knew what he was going to do. Philip answered, 6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over, so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This indeed is the prophet who is to come into the world." Then Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king. He withdrew again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went to the sea, down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat. Immediately the boat reached the land towards which they were going. This is the word of our Lord. Let us pray. Gracious God, you feed us when we're hungry. You're with us in times of trial and struggle. You're with us when the storms of life blow, and you are always beside us in times which are difficult, as well as those times which are good. Be with us, O Lord, as we listen to your word, as it moves in and through us, as it guides us and leads us forward to serve you. Be with us, O Lord, and may your word lead us to be better servants of your gospel. In your name we pray. Amen. It's good to be back this morning, although I will confess that vacation was pretty nice. Now, as I had these passages moving in my head as I was driving down Route 95 and then back up from Williamsburg, it would be hard to say that I didn't compare these two scriptures. On the one hand, we see 100 people fed with 20 loaves, and on the other, we see 5,000 people fed with 5 loaves. It's hard not to look at these two moments and see the very similar pieces, and also see the very big differences that exist. But the comparisons we see do come with a note of caution, because these two moments speak very differently to the times in which they exist. So let's take a moment and look at what we know about these two miracle moments. And yes, they are miracles, because while the lame do not suddenly start walking and the blind do not be see, it is no less a miracle to have people who were hungry suddenly, in some miracle way, be fed. And I would challenge you to ask one of the 100 or one of the 5,000 whether or not they thought a miracle had happened. Now, one of the things that happens is Our rational brains try and figure out how all this happened. We might argue that the loaves of bread were somewhat bigger back then, that somehow those 20 loaves were about the size of a manhole cover. Maybe they got them at Sunrise Bagel. But the reality is, these are normal, everyday loaves of bread, smaller than these. They are normal bread. Normal. And so the problem becomes not how do we rationalize it, but how do we wrap our brains about all God has done and is doing. Now, the bread is actually something we need to talk about, because this isn't just a regular bought at Hannaford loaf of bread. This is barley bread. And if you turn down your nose at barley bread, you turn down your nose at pumpernickel too. It is not the best of bread. It is called in the Mishnah, one of the Jewish oral tradition books, a lesser bread. You couldn't use that bread, that flour, for anything other than an adultery sin offering. So it's tied into this. And then you have the tie-in that barley was something eaten by animals, so people would stray away from it. It was the lowest of breads. It was eaten only by those who had no other option to eat. From a society standpoint, everyone is looking down on this bread until they're hungry. And then suddenly that loaf of barley bread becomes like those Hawaiian rolls that Liam talked about. You don't care. You are so hungry. Now, the hunger is a similarity between the two crowds. The hunger of the 100 is because there is a famine in the land. The hunger of the 5,000 is because they haven't been ready. They haven't prepared. Of those 5,000, they just keep on following Jesus. They don't prepare to follow him, if that makes sense. They're chasing the various signs and great things that Jesus is doing. They're following what he's done. So we have common low bread, a large group, very different circumstances surrounding them. We have different sides. We have two small dried fish and a couple of sheaves of grain or pieces of grain to be eaten. But the other similarity is that they have both been offered up willingly. The man offers it from his first fruits. The boy offers it for the kingdom. All has been brought forward and given. The age of the two